Black Stars coach Chris Yapia has named his provisional 26-man squad to begin preparations towards the 2014 World Cup in Brazil. Our sports reporter Benjamin Willie Graham is in the studio to give us an insight into the players who have been selected by coach Chris Yapia.
Well, basically, Coach Chris Yapia had to name players. Of course, he had to blend it with the youth and, of course, the experienced ones to ensure that at least going to the World Cup, we have the opportunity to maybe perform better than we did in 2006, 2010, and now to Brazil. So it's not surprising that we do have the likes of, you know, Adam Kouassi. Obviously, he's been there for the Black Stars a couple of times, and we have Fatal Daudau in Perth in the Nations Cup and currently in South Africa. Even though he had difficulties with his team, Orlando Pirates, I'm sure that currently, given the opportunities, he's certainly going to prove a point. Stephen Adams also impressed the Black Stars at the Chan competition. Samuel Nkum's inclusion is not a surprise, but one name that I'm sure a lot of people will be asking questions about basically will be Jeffrey Schillop, who is a player for Leicester City. They've gained promotion to the English top flight. He was a striker, now converted to a left back or a player. He has a pace, he has a speed, but the problem with him basically has to do with the fact that he's not got experience when it comes to the international level or the top flight football. But again, we need to have players like that when they go to the World Cup, obviously get the experience there. Efia Aqua has also been very phenomenal for his team Parma in Italy, and so it's also not surprising that he's again a call up to the national team. But let's get confirmation from Coach Chris Yapia when he actually named the players for the World Cup.
I'll start with the goalkeeper because Adam Parasite. Second goalkeeper will be with the team, Otamo Kawa. The third goalkeeper, Steven Adam. Now, we go to the right goalkeeper. We have Samuel Inku. Now, the left goalkeeper, that's Harrison Apple. And we have Jennifer Shaw. Now, the central defender, we have John Boyd. We have Jonathan Henson. Rashid Maida. Jerry Akamingo. Now, the central midfielder, we have Michael Eaton, Sule Ali Mutari, Rabi Mohamed, Bajo Asama, Ajman Bajo, Afiye Alpha. Now, the right midfielder, we have Ethan Achu, Awes Adama. Now, the left midfielder, Andre Ayu, Wakasu Mukara, Jerry Akam. Now, the striker, Asama Chan, Prince Kevin Watson, Abdul Wari, and Jordan Ayu.
And so that's the head coach of the Black Stars, James Chris Yapia. We do have our correspondent there at the FA Secretariat, Joshua Niapia, and he's going to give us an insight to the names given there by the coach. Joshua, if you can hear me, what are some of the reactions coming out from the journalists who are there to witness the names of the players who will be at the World Cup in Brazil?
All right, thank you very much, Benjamin Willie Graham. As you said, James Yapia has just come out with his 26-man squad for the World Cup, and as we speak, they are still in there because the program is currently underway, because he's still asking questions for him to explain the criteria he used in selecting his 26-man squad. But I'm out here, and I've just got one person, Henry Asante Chung, joins me as we take a critical look at the squad which has been announced by James Kwesi Appiah. So quickly, as you mentioned the names, Adam Larson, Kouassi, Fatal Daudau, Steven Adams, and the goalkeeper. Right backs are Samuel Nkum and Daniel Opari. For left backs, we have Afu Harrison and Jeffrey Shaw, who played for Leicester City. And then central defenders, we have John Boy, Jonathan Minson, Rashid Sumaila, and Jerry Akamiku. For central midfielders, we are going to see Michael Essien, Sule Mutaru, Abiu Mohamed, Kojua Samoa, Emmanuel Ajimabedu, and Efriye Akwa. For right midfielders, we have Christian Achu and Albert Adoma. Left midfielders, Andre Didi Ayu, Mubarak Wakasu, and David Akam, who played for Helsingborg. And then the strikers, we're going to see four strikers. We have Asamoajan, Prince Boateng, Abdulmajid Waris, and then Jordan Ayu. So that is the squad. And Henry Asante Chung is here. Let me quickly ask him about his impression about the squad that has just been released by Coach Yapia.
Well, not too many surprises. I think that we have the majority of them being the main suspects. Initially, the argument was once the coach decides to name a provisional squad, he would give room for at least about 30 players. But he has made his job quite simple. He doesn't want to give him too much pressure. By naming a 30-man squad, he's named a 26-man squad. Now, what that means is that all the three goalkeepers are already airborne to Brazil. That is the first issue here. And then secondly, he will have to, probably, it looks like one defender might be dropped. And then the next one is to see another, hopefully, probably another midfielder being dropped by the head coach. Now, before today, there were rumors about, Daniel Eje getting a call up. There were rumors about Isaac Voss also getting an opportunity. Another bold comment last Friday that his brother, Richard Kingston, deserves a call up. But this is a view of the coach. This is what the coach thinks, represents his view. This he believes are the men who can do the job for him in Brazil. I think that, you know, the surprises are not many, like I did mention earlier. But let's see how it goes. Of course, they have a couple of friendlies to play. First of all, we will have to play against Holland. We will have to go to America to play against South Korea. And during this period, he will be in a better position to see which final 23 that will be settled on for the tournament.
So, Benjamin, you had Henry Asante Chom there with his comments about. Let me quickly tell you that FA President Kusinya gave us an outline of the program outline for the Blasters preparation for the World Cup. And so I've been joined once again by another journalist, and Umar Farouk Atipaga has also joined me. And quickly, let me ask him, Umar, what's your impression now? We have a 26-month squad.
I think it's a good squad. I mean, all these players have justified their inclusion in the team. They have to fight again for the final 23. The only surprise is because scoring week in and week out, though, but there was no indication that he was going to be called up. But the coach did some monitoring, so I'm sure he spent some time to watch and he thinks he has a lot to offer when he joins the team. Beyond that, I'm particularly happy that a player like John Mensah was not included, or Isaac Voss. Voss particularly would have been a wrong signal to especially the local league, because he's not played active football for more than a year. So why do you include him there? I mean, I think a local player would have been a better option. But the Professor appears to be included, and he tells you that he knows what he's about. He went for 26-man squad. We surprised all of us because we thought that he was going to name a 30-man squad. I think he got egged by the fact that there were a couple of scores that were leaked, so he wanted to show that he's in charge and but he can get access to whatever he's been working on. So it's a good score. Let's just give them our support. It's a score that you can easily pick a strong team from. I think it's a good pool of team that we can pick a 26-man squad for the 2014 World Cup.
All right, thank you very much, Omar. And Jeffrey Asari has also joined us. So Jeffrey, has the squad actually met your expectations?
Yeah, definitely. I think that if you look at the players that Coach Kessie Appiah has put out, these are players that have distinguished themselves to a large extent during their various advent performances that are displayed in the course of the season with their respective clubs. So, for me, I think that I'm very much impressed with what he has done. It also shows you one thing, that the coach monitoring team is very strong, it's very good. Yeah, when he mentioned Jeffrey Shaw, people were like, wait a minute, what is going on? But you see, it shows you that the coach is doing a very good monitoring, as well as David Akam, who's also done very well in the course of the season. Afriya Akwa has been phenomenal for Palma. Everybody was like, will he make it? Will he make the squad? He's really made it. For me, I think that I'm not surprised at all by the final list that the coach has presented. These are the best materials that have lived up to expectation to a large extent in the course of the performance that they displayed in their respect. I mean, for Steven Adams, trust me, if you look at the exploit he displayed in the Champions, I mean, I don't think that anybody will begrudge Steven Adams being added on. So I think that he deserves a place there.
Right, thank you very much. So you had Jeffrey Asari, and maybe we should pick one more.
Well, for lack of time, I think we'll leave it here. We have Jan Tichy's voice to play concerning the preparation for the Black Stars.
The non-presidential campaign will start on the 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd. And the team will depart here on the 24th. But before that, the morning of 23rd, the team will pay a courtesy call on His Excellency the President of the Republic at the Blasters House. And then in the evening, there will be a dinner in honor of the team. There will also be a farewell match. That will be the first time we'll be doing that. And the match will be between the Blasters and the select side from our local league. The team leaves Accra on 24 to Amsterdam. We will continue the rest of the preparation on the 25th. So from 25th to 31st, we'll be in Amsterdam to train and play our first friendly match against Holland. We'll be playing Holland at the Square Arena in Rotterdam. And then the team leaves Holland on the 1st of June to the United States. The team goes straight to Washington and then continues to Miami, where we play our second friendly match on the 9th of June against the Republic of South Korea. The match will be played at the Sun Life Stadium in Miami. the team leaves Miami on the 9th through Washington, where it's supposed to have a media event on the 10th in Washington, and then leaves Washington the night of the 10th to Maceo by charter flight. So the team arrives in Maceo on the 11th of June, 12 days, 5 days for our first game. We play our first game on the 16th of June.
President of the Ghana Football Association, Kwesi Nyantechi. So basically, we get to know the squad that will be in Brazil. Three players will be dropped halfway through the journey. But then again, we know that we have certain key players who are making it to the World Cup. Michael Essien, Suleiman Tari, Kevin Prince Boateng, and Samuel Jan there. Surprise names like Jeffrey Shillup, and of course, Fia Akwa, all these names are coming in for the first time. We'll wait to see what happens as they get ready. Darren.
Thank you very much, Graham.